It is 2:15.
Well, have you recovered from the Oscars and Ryan Gosling's performance of I'm Just Ken last night from the Barbie movie? Well, here's a little taste of that performance in case you missed it.
I'm just Ken.
Yeah, that was Slash on the guitar along with Ryan Gosling. It was one of the highlights of the night.
But it was Oppenheimer that won the most awards with 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. And joining us now to talk about all the performances and much more, WTOP's entertainment editor, Jason Fraley. Jason, good to have you back on. Hopefully you've recovered. Wondering, we talked to you before the Oscars. Now Oppenheimer came out as a big winner. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I was happy to see it win Best Picture at the end of the night. Like we've been saying in the Oscar series last week, it was the first top 5 blockbuster to win in 20 years since Lord of the Rings. So I think that's really good for the movies. And then seeing Best Director, the moment I wanted to watch the most was to see, you know, everyone in there give a standing ovation for Christopher Nolan finally winning Best Director. And I actually, this sounds like I'm a movie dork, but I actually got goosebumps when Spielberg came out to Schindler's List theme and gave it to Nolan. And I love Nolan's speech. Too. He was saying about how the film medium's only been around for about 100 years, and you know, it's we don't know where it's headed, but I'm glad that you think I'm worthy of a big part of that. Cillian Murphy also won Best Actor for Oppenheimer. He said, "We live in Oppenheimer's world, for better or not, so here's to the peacemakers." I thought that was nice. And then, of course, Robert Downey Jr. had me laugh out loud when he finally won Supporting Actor. He said, "I'd like to thank my terrible childhood and the Academy in that order."
What about upsets, surprises, snubs that might have struck your fancy last night?
Yeah. I was actually kind of somewhat surprised that Emma Stone upset Lily Gladstone for Best Actress. I know they'd sort of traded and split a bunch of the precursors, but Gladstone had won at SAG, so a lot of people were thinking she'd be the first Native American to win Best Actress, but instead it's a little different bit of history. Emma Stone joins that rare club of 2-time Best Actress winners because she previously won for La La Land, and speaking of which, she reunited with her La La Land co-star and Crazy Stupid Love co-star, by the way, Ryan Gosling. When Gosling was singing I'm Just Ken, which you played at the top, he went out into the crowd and sort of was dancing with Emma Stone a little bit. Slash on the guitar, didn't expect that, and I also thought it was nice that Gosling handed the mic. That's a symbolic moment. Handed it to the women of Barbie, Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, America Ferrera. They sort of got to sing with him. So that was nice. But I was a little disappointed that Barbie only won 1 prize for the original song. You know, Poor Things beat it out in a lot of the production element and costumes and stuff like that. You had people going to Halloween dressed as Barbie, and yet it did not win that category. But that performance was fantastic.
Well, you mentioned costumes, so that means we have to ask you about the nudity that made its way into the telecast and what else you made of the telecast itself there, Jason.
Oh, John Cena, his wrestling catchphrase was, "You can't see me," but we did. We could see him last night. Yeah. I thought that was a great bit when he was pretending to be the streaker with just the envelope covering himself there. No envelope gap there. But overall, yeah, the telecast, I love that it started at 7 o'clock, first of all, and was over by 10:30. That's great for us entertainment reporters who have to file afterwards. But yeah, Al Pacino reading Best Picture, not mentioning all the nominees, was a little awkward, kind of an anticlimactic end to otherwise what I thought was a really smooth presentation. And Jimmy Kimmel too. Maybe because he was there for that whole La La Land Moonlight gaffe a few years ago that he sort of cemented in my brain. But he's actually kind of becoming like a surprising comfort for me, like in his fourth time here. Billy Crystal will always be the host for me. But Jimmy Kimmel, I thought he did a pretty nice job last night.
All right, Jason, thanks much.